Michael Richard Zaharoff has admitted to selling more than 100 northern fur seal penis bones, known as Usiks, to a specialty store in Anchorage. That's a violation of the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which is a misdemeanor. But what makes this case important is that Zaharoff was once in charge of protecting St. Paul's northern fur seals, which are a depleted species. Zaharoff is the former president of the St. Paul tribal government, and in 2000, he co-signed an agreement with the National Marine Fisheries Service to oversee local seal conservation efforts. Ani Stewart is the assistant U.S. attorney in Anchorage assigned to the case.
The critical piece was that Mr. Zaharoff was the co-signer for his tribal government to protect and conserve the northern fur seal and lead the hunt in the village. And so for him to turn around and commercially is a big problem.
Zaharoff could face up to a year in prison or a $20,000 fine. And Stewart says that the U.S. Attorney's Office is seeking a prison sentence. Anchorage Assistant Public Defender M.J. Hayden is Zaharoff's attorney. She says that while Zaharoff admittedly broke the law, that has to be taken in context. The Usiks were simply a byproduct from seals that had been hunted legally as a subsistence harvest to provide meat for the community of St. Paul. Hayden says that because of that, the case should be looked at more leniently than other kinds of marine mammal poaching, such as killing a walrus for its tusks and leaving the meat to rot.
Here we have a harvest that was done in compliance with the agreement, and a portion of the seal that was simply going to be thrown away, that had no other purpose. So although it is a violation to sell the seal penis, what we're looking for is just a just sentence that reflects the conduct that happened in this case.
A vendor was caught selling the Usiks in Massachusetts, and the bones were traced back via the Anchorage store to St. Paul. Usiks are sometimes carved and sold as artifacts, which can be done legally. The law includes an exemption for some Alaskan native crafts. But Stewart says that in this case, the bones were being sold as an aphrodisiac medicinal product. I'm Charles Homans.